So, if I say to Miraj, "Hi, what is what is the kahava here?" He generally will say, "Thage na ge na sabhin." Thage na ge na sabhin. And each one of those dha, ge, na, natsa, bhin, they have specific correspondences in how we say on the dhamma. So, to someone who understands it, that immediately suggests a sound. But as I said, there are other kahavas, am I right? And maybe you can tell some of the goals with some of the other kahavas.
Yeah, like what you said, that again, 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 like some, like it's like one man has some different names, kind of like that. So Kera has 4 gates or 8 gates. They have 2 different forms of Kera.
Mm.
So it could be dhagena tinna kathina or dhatin nara dhatin hara. So it varies according to the song and the mood also.
Can you give an example of
that? Yeah. Like we have 10 syllables in dhapa. So dha is a combination of left and right. So this is called ka, ka, ke, and if you put accent it becomes gha, ke. So with the gha, and this is the thumb in the right hand. So when you mix it together, it becomes dha. So this is dha.
And you can hear the dha sound.
Yeah.
So both together. And then dha, ke. Dha, ke. Na, ni. Na, ke. Din. Dha, ke, na. Din, na, ke. Din, na. Dha, ke, na. Din, na, ke. Din, na. Then there's another 8-bit forms, what we call like when it's quite slow, the tempo. And the songs are most important, the lyrics, that we don't discard much.
Mm-hmm.
They're equalized. We give them the time mostly, that is our job. Without disturbing the lyrics, so that everybody focus on the lyrics and they feel that. Then also equalize. We do as simple as possible, just to make the groove, give the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be like dha, din, na, din, dha, din, na, na, tita. Last time he was also telling that, I think most of them, maybe you're not there, but we had this Drupad Hamar, and then with that kind of music, Pakhawaj was the instrument, like big drums like this, and it was like, I mean the structures were the same, we had this black thing called Sahi. It was like this big drum, and they play like really very lower bass sound on the right hand, like very heavy sound, because that is the sound you need for Drupad and Hamar. So later on, Drupad and Hamar changed, and we got Khayal in our classical music. Yeah, this is again Amir Khosrow introduced it. And with this new kind of music, we need a new instrument which can be a little. Which can be played a little faster also, and also the sound is different. We don't need that much heavier sound. It is a little bit lighter, the more colorful. So in the beginning, the music was mostly on the lower octave. The Drupad is mostly on the lower octave. Then Khayal came, and it's like mostly on the middle and upper. We started using this a lot, and for that, tabla was important. That's the reason they introduced this new instrument. And those talas we used to play in Pakhawaj, some of them were not good enough to be played fast. Then they made this new talas also, which could be played very fast.
Does everyone know what a tala is? Yes, no?
No.
Tala is the rhythmic cycle we have, the groove, we call it here. So, that rhythmic cycle, we call it tala, and the tala is always fixed. So like Kehrava tala, it has so like 4 beats or 8 beats. And Dabra tala, we have 6 beats. So this fixed beat, we also play fixed syllables there. So that is called the theka. Theka is the name of the tala. So like, I am a man, but I have a name. My name is Niti. So Niti is the theka of this particular man. This is kind of like that. So talas are fixed. So like Kehrava tala, dha, din, na, dha, din, na. So these 6 beats, we call it Kehrava, tala. And with the syllables, dha, din, na, dha, din, na. So these syllables, they are called theka. Yeah? So yeah, people often get confused with the tala and the theka. What is this? It's the same thing. Well, it's the same thing in a way, but there are like differences also. So this is the main difference, tala and theka. So sometimes you say like, give me that theka, Kehrava tala. Give me dhage rasin na ke dhina. So this is theka. Theka is the name. And talas are fixed. Yeah? Talas are those particular beats. We organize it and we keep looping it.
Ma.
Yeah, ma, yeah. So that is tala.
I heard in music performance once a woman speaking out the kind of the syllable kind of thing.
Yeah, we are.
Rhythmic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it a doom tabla with your mouth or is it
it's
just another thing what
happens? Well, as I said, we have these 10 syllables.
Mm-hmm.
And out of these 10, we make small words. Phrase,
mm-hmm.
Then it becomes a sentence. Then when you perform solo, we have also like a basic structure. We call it like in Tabla, we call it Qaida. Not Al Qaida, but Qaida. The Qaida means the rules. So in the Qaida, this is like our song. Like, Dhati Dhage Na, Dhati Rikta Dhati Dhage, Tinna Kina, Dhati Dhage Na, Dhati Rikta Dhati Dhage, Tinna Kina. We have these two lines. And then we go on improvising with this by maintaining certain rules that we can only use those syllables which are in the line. Like dhati, dhage na, dhati rakita, dhati, dhage tinna kina. So I cannot introduce dhati, dhage na, dhati, dhati, dhage tinna kina. Because tita is not there. So then we keep on improvising with this. So these rules are there. That's what we call it kaida. That is the rela and some lucky. So there we can, it's kind of the same rules, it's the same family in a way. And those syllables we need to sing also, and also they say it from the very beginning. Like if you're playing a percussion instrument, first you need to sing there. the syllables, otherwise you don't feel it, the feel doesn't come. Like, also with the variation of the theka, when we play like dhagena, tinna, ke, dhina, if I cannot sing it in many different variations, I cannot produce that while playing it.
Mm.
I can make it like dhagena, tinna, ke, dhina, dhagena, sound kind of like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can like dhagena, tinna, ke, dhina, dhagena, tinna. So then this guiding, the vocal style comes in, you know, brings down the emotion. That's why singing is very important. And also in our performance, often people tell us like, okay, sing it. You know, I want to listen to that. So they also go, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just play.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sing it also. Then it's complete. Mm-hmm. So singing is very important.
Can you give an example?
Okay, yeah. Dhati dhage na, dhati rakir dhati dhage, tinna kina tati dhage na, dhati rakir dhati dhage, tinna kina. Dhati dhage na, dhati rakir dhati dhage, tinna kina tati dhage na, dhati rakir dhati dhage, tinna kina.
Thank you.